Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time, just to reverence God and give him the praise that he really deserves. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. Dr. Baker, we don't have a problem with that, because the reality is that we are his people. For the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face. Yes, sir. And pray. Then we shall hear. Is there anybody here who wants to hear from heaven today? I didn't come just to have church. I didn't come to see what anybody had on. I didn't come to just to make a do by myself. I came to hear from heaven. Amen. The singing is superb. And amen. The church is magnificent. But I don't know about you, but I need to hear a word from the Lord. Deacon Cole, the Bible says heaven and earth may pass away, Dr. Baker, but it is his word that's going to keep me when I don't want to be kept. Going to feed me when I'm hungry. Going to clothe, y'all ain't praying with me. Going to clothe me when I'm naked. It's his word that's going to make me, going to keep me regulated when I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel like a nut. And sometimes I don't. It is his word that stabilizes me. I'm able to stand because his word. The Bible says after you've done all you can do to stand, don't move. Dr. Young, just stand. We just give honor to God who is first in our life. It is an honor to be here with my dear friend, my best friend, Dr. Kevin L. Baker, and I agree with you, I concur with you, Brother Young, that he is and his wife are two of the best people in this side of heaven. I couldn't have better friends and also better neighbors. We live so close, and I ain't that strong, but I could throw a rock at his house and hit his front window. And if he get mad at me, he can throw a rock at me and hit mine. And so it's been a joy. We've been living in the same community for about 20 years. In fact, we got there when there's nothing but dirt was there. Amen. And so we've been the best of friends ever since. We watched our children grow up together. And so whenever he calls, his wife just know it ain't no sense in asking me. Just tell me. He said he got it like that. Amen. It's just carte blanche. When he want me there. I'll move everything to make sure that we're here for Dr. Baker. We're so very grateful for what God is doing for these 16 years. What a monumental move of God. We're so very grateful for all of you, our Father's children, this great choir that sang out of their hearts. Let's give the choir a big hand. Proper protocol, I want to give honor to the clergy, the preachers, and their wives. Thank God for Brother Baker, Reverend Baker. Thank God for Sister Baker. God bless you. Thank God for the First Lady of this house. Thank God for my lovely wife. You know, that girl know how to introduce a brother. Man, she know. I didn't know where she was going. On my job, they called me the mailman. And I've heard people call me some worse things, but now she said, for God, the yes man, I'll take that. Yes man, for God. My soul says yes. Giving honor to these musicians, the ushers, and all of our Father's children. It is an honor to be here. Thank God for the Holy Faith family for starting out robbery, thinking out robbery, to come out and support your dear pastor. There is a word from the Lord. If you have your Bibles, we want to keep with the theme of the church. We want to stay with the house theme. It is in the second chapter. Sorry, the second book of Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Or as Donald Trump would say, Corinthians 2. Y'all president. Y'all let him up in there. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Verse 17. And these are the living words. Y'all have it? Say amen. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And just for a little while, I want to preach this thought. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm different. I'm different. I'm a new creature. You may be seated. But I'm different. This sermon, this message deals with the fact that we are truly in Christ. And when we are in Christ, the evidence of it is that our lives should be different from the way that we were to the way we are right now. We are newfound creatures in Christ. For the book says, therefore, if any person engulfed in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creation altogether. Old previous moral and spiritual conditions has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. We're living in a day where the children of God must take a stand and proclaim their uniqueness and diversity. If we are truly in Christ, there ought to be the evidence of the change in our lives. If we are truly exemplary or amplifying the words of the Apostle Paul and are truly new creatures in Christ, then we must come to grips with the fact that you can really say that I'm different. Tell your neighbor, I'm different. I'm not better than anybody else. I'm just different. I'm not bougie. I'm just different. I'm not stuck up. I'm different. I'm not all full of myself. I'm just different. I'm not complicated. I'm just different. I'm not self-righteous. Sister Bridget, I'm just different. I'm not a holy roller. But I'm just different. Peter 2 and 9 says, four things God says about my change. Be you our chosen generation, number one. You're a royal priesthood, number two. A holy nation, number three. And a peculiar people. Let's say that again. Say that with me. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. Say it again till you mean it. Say it again. Chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, a peculiar people. Y'all don't say it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. Chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, a peculiar people. Tell your neighbor, I'm just different.
I'm peculiar. I'm different. I'm not like I used to be. I'm different. I'm peculiar. I might act strange, but I'm different. I don't go to places I used to do because I'm different. I don't act like I used to because I'm different. I'm peculiar. I don't fight out like I do. I don't act raging like I do. So I don't run the streets like I used to. I don't do what I used to do. Why? Because I'm different. I'm peculiar. I'm different. I'm not strange. I'm not wicked. I'm not crazy. I'm just. Tell your neighbor, I'm different. Give three people a high five. Say, don't mind about me. I'm just different. I'm just different.
I ain't better than nobody, but I'm different. I'm different. Y'all ever see, whenever you see a pregnant woman, well, you know for certain that she didn't get that way for her just by reading a book about sex. No, she didn't get that way just by reading a book. The information didn't get her pregnant. Sister Baker, it was the intimacy did it. The intimacy that got her pregnant. Transformation doesn't occur in Christians because we read the book. We are transformed when we get close. And I declare, the closer you get to Jesus. The Bible says in James 4 and 8, draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. Or maybe you don't know the scripture, but Roberta Flack says, the closer I get, y'all wasn't born saved, the more you make me. Say, uh-huh. Yeah. So the closer you get to God, the transformation is shown. It's not how long you pray or how many scriptures you quote or how nice your suit is or what kind of car you drive or how much church etiquette you have or how pious you may sound. It's all about the closeness with God. And the closer you get to God, folk will clearly say something about that lady, something about that man. They are different. Can't quite put my hand on it, but he's different. Most of the preachers I know don't carry themselves with that type of humility. And just calmness and wisdom. And consecration. And I see that deacon. I see that man and woman of God. They're not loud and boisterous. They don't give a tip, but they pay their tithe. They're different. And I stop. I wish I could put this mic down. And the more intimate to God, tell your neighbor, you got to get in. Yeah, the more the communion you have with God, the evidence we'll see in your difference. The Bible says, come here, Enoch, talk with me. The Bible says, Enoch walked with God. And he just kept on walking with God, Sister Shai. He walked with God. And the more you walk with God, folk can't seem to find where you are. You're no longer predictable. The Bible says Enoch walked with God and God said, Enoch, since you've been walking with me for such a long time, and since you're closer to my house than you are your house, come on with me. I'm going to be your undertaker and nobody going to ever find you. I want to encourage you today. You ought to be hidden in God. You ought to walk so close with God. Folks can't figure out and they cannot find you. You know, when you were in the world, folk knew how to get on your damn last nerve. They knew what buttons to press. Y'all got some family members. They know certain things that they can do to make you jump off. You really take your earrings off, shoes. Ready to go gangster. But you love Jesus. But when you're so close to God, God moves that nature. Because I'm close. And the reason I'm different is because who I am. Ladies, your husband ever came home and he had a unique fragrance on him? I'm going somewhere. Y'all men quiet on me, huh? Just look straight. Just look straight. Like you don't know what passed. Just look straight. She won't figure out, right, Bridget? She won't figure out. Just look straight. She don't know. Just act like you don't know what I'm talking about. But there's a peculiar fragrance on him. And that fragrance will basically say where you've been. My mother-in-law has a special fragrance. And anytime I hug her, that fragrance runs off to me. And when I get close to my wife, she can say, I can tell you've been with my mother. And it better be her mother. Because I can smell the fragrance. I stop by to tell you, Sister Saranda, Sister Cone, the closer you get with God, they were able to tell the fragrance. They're able to see and know, oh, how beautiful, how sweet the fragrance is of God. He's a sweet-smelling Savior. You ought to walk like him. You ought to talk like him. You ought to smell like him. You ought to act like him. The fragrance of God ought to be upon your life because you are. Different. Coming to church was never on the radar screen for you. That was never in your GPS. It was never in your itinerary. It was about going home and open up the refrigerator and grabbing a. But now you're different. Tell your neighbor you're not the same. You're not the same. Therefore, if any person is in Christ, he is a new creature. New creation, new creature altogether. And the word there, if, it's a conditional word. It's a prerequisite. Something more must happen before this verse applies to your life. Yeah. If you're not in him, Jesus does not apply to you. You got to be in him. And see, you can't be in God just on Sunday. See, Pastor, this church should be packed out. But the problem is, too many of us just into Jesus for 11 o'clock. Yeah. This is your anniversary. It should be wall-to-wall Negroes in here just as you get ready to christen a baby. And I'm going to go out on the limb and say the problem is they're SOMs. SMOs, rather. Now, y'all trying to figure, he cursing the people out. Thank you, Bridget. Sunday morning only. But when you're in Christ, Sister Cole, it's Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the noonday. Jesus late at night. Jesus when I'm feeling good. Jesus when I'm feeling bad. Jesus on Monday. Jesus on Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Jesus all day long. We ought to be fanatical about Jesus.
Tell your neighbor, wake up. Don't go to sleep. You're new in Christ. You're not the same. Tell your neighbor, I'm not the same. You become dead. Watch this. This is the one we have the most problem with. You become dead to self. The Bible says if any man is in Christ, he must deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow Jesus. The old previous moral and spiritual condition had passed away. Instead of an old pass away, we like to put it away for safekeeping. Yeah, we just put it away. We just put it aside. We haven't really deadened it. No. It's still there, just in case you might need it. But if it doesn't mean anything with you, you have to eradicate it. Get rid of it altogether. Because I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm letting the old thing go. But the problem is, if you just put it away, it's easy to pull it back out. Yeah, you have to get rid of that old number. Let me put it in your lap. Let me open the window and put it in your lap. You ought to get rid of that old Negro. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all quiet on me. If you're doing the same thing before, you came to Christ. After you came to him, you're not dead to self. If the momentum of this church, and I think that is the theme of the church, the momentum to move forward, you got to let go Egypt. Moses was not able to move the children of Israel into the promised land as quickly as the Lord desired them because many of them kept looking back. And the last time I checked, it's a dangerous thing. Come here, Lot's wife. It's a dangerous thing to look back when you're trying to move forward. I don't know about you. When I'm on 95, 75 on the turnpike, I keep my eyes on the road because I keep looking out the rearview mirror. I'm going to have a fatal accident. And the problem is many of us keep looking out the rear view. Right, Sam? You can't move forward constantly looking back. That's different. You can't be different. I'm different. I can go back. I won't go back. I can't look back. I don't want to see back. That's why God put it behind my back. It's behind me. That's where I want to stay. Why? Because I'm different. And the reason why God can't move us to the next level is because we are holding on to the things that God is telling us to let go. The Bible says, lay aside every weight, Sister Christine, that it so easily besets you. You got to let it go. Tell your neighbor, it's time to let it go. Have y'all ever had a charge off? Have you ever owed somebody, owed a corporation or somebody? You owed them for years. You didn't have the money to pay, or you had it and you didn't want to pay. And they kept riding you. And then they had the nerve to call your job, reminding you that you owe us. Now, you have selective amnesia, right, Sister Shelley? You don't. Janie, okay. She'll be here next time. Amen. You have selective amnesia. All of a sudden, you forgot, but it was a good. You love them to death. That's how it is sometimes. You know when folk doing something for you, you go out and buy that refrigerator on credit or that car, that cell phone, whatever, and you love them. You love the draw and you walk on. They walk on. But the moment you get to a point where you feel that you ain't going to pay it no more, hey, man, they do what we do sometimes. That's the worst thing about call ID. We see who it is. We see his G, we see his Ford, and you act like you don't see him. And we forget how good it was when they blessed you. But you know what the company does? Here's what the Kawachas, the company, what they do, they write it off. They give it a charge off. They write it off, and that's what you need to do. In order for you to move forward, there's some stuff in your past. God is telling me to tell you today, it's time for you to write it off. You still holding enmity in your heart about what somebody did to you. I stopped by to tell you, God says, it's time to write it off. I know it's tight, but it's right. Dead, be dead to yourself. Paul said, I die daily. You have to constantly keep yourself under subjection. If you're going to move with the momentum that God has prescribed this church to move to the next level, and if the vision of 2020 is going to come to, I'm speaking prophetically, if the vision of 2020 and the broad vision that he's given the pastor and the first lady, if it's going to become evidence of what God can do in your life and what the God has set forth for this church, it's time that we need to let go and let go of yourself and you move out the way so God can take this ministry to a whole nother level. Are y'all praying with me? Finally, you need to become alive to what's new. You're not the same. You need to kill you. Yeah. Commit suicide on your spiritual self, of your old nature, and become alive to what's new. Become the fresh and the new. Become what God will have you to be. There ought to be a difference in your character. You ought to be transformed from Saul to Paul. You ought not to be doing the same thing that you've been doing before your BC days, or the things you were doing during your BC days, the before Christ days, because God has elevated you to a whole new level. And so, my brothers and sisters, I stop by to tell you today, it is time that we need to reconcile our relationship with the Lord. For the Bible says old things have passed away and all things have become new. I can hear Joshua say, you can do what you want to do, but I made up in my mind for me and my house. We are going to serve the Lord. We're not going to serve him just on Sunday morning only, but we're going to serve the Lord with gladness. We're going to serve the Lord with the spirit of vigor. We're going to serve the Lord with the spirit of vim. We're going to serve the Lord with the spirit of vitality. And only thing I'm trying to say, we're going to serve the Lord with everything that's within us. We're going to praise ye the Lord. Somebody in here knows you can't beat serve the Lord. The life that I used to have, I thought I had a good life until I met Jesus, and my life has been changed and rearranged. Aren't you happy about that? Well, am I by myself? Is there anybody here that can testify that the Lord has brought you a mighty long way? Let me put it where you can understand it. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I have been? The Lord brought me for a mighty long way. He brought me from Long Island to New York, and he brought me down here. I didn't have God on my mind, but he made a way out of no way. I got down here. My goal was to be a big DJ, a big entertainer, but God brought me down and he messed me up. He changed me, and I went back to New York. I left there as a DJ, and I showed up as a prayer warrior, and the people who knew me, they knew my old life, and all they could say, DJ Pleasure, he ain't what he used to be. The old boy is different. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, are you different? If you're different, give three people a high five and said, I'm so glad that I am different. Say, yeah, yeah. And the reason why I'm different, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. I'm different. I'm different. I'm not like nobody else. I'm not a copy of nobody else. I'm different. And I appreciate the diversity. I appreciate the anointing that God gave me. And let me drop this word in this church right now. Way Fellowship, don't try to be like no other church. Just be different. Just be what God will have you to be. And Dr. Baker, no wise enough to know, don't compare your church to no other church. When they come to you, Dr. Baker, and say, well, that's what they're doing at so-and-so church. Well, say, maybe that's the church you need to be. But this is the vision that God has planted in you. Way Fellowship is different. It's not like the church in the Glades. No, it's different. It's not like New Birth. It's different. Not like Antioch. Not like Holy Faith. It's different. And God says, you're a royal priesthood. You're a chosen generation. You're a holy people. And you're peculiar. That is a perfect prescription of the diversity in God and the uniqueness that God has planted in the vineyard of this great ministry. Why don't you give God praise all up in here? I love being Holy Faith because that's what God planted in me. And I never questioned him, Lord, why we don't grow at the rapid pace of another church. The Bible says a man that compares his church or compares himself of others is not wise and obtains nothing from the Lord. So stop comparing. Narrow is the gate. Few shall travel. Is the road to destruction. Yeah. That's where God can do his best work. The doors of the church is open. There may be somebody here today that don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins. I encourage you to come. This church is more than capable. This pastor and first lady more than capable of facilitating your spiritual life. Why don't you come today? Is there one here today? We extend the invitation. God bless you. All right. Next to the word, my favorite part of the service. You know, God has really taught me the essence of really giving. And the scripture is so right. The more you give, the more he gives back to you.